This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Chris Wang, the CEO of Shimmer, an affordable ADHD coaching app, which announced its launch out of beta in October of this year. Shimmer coaches people with ADHD, the strategies and skills needed to live with ADHD every day. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Chris, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing all about Shimmer. So obviously today we're talking about ADHD, and this could be our superpower. Most of our listeners have probably heard different things about ADHD in the past. So if you could give us a concise clinical definition of ADHD in layman's terms, and what is it like for someone to have ADHD?
Yeah, definitely. I guess first starting off, I do have ADHD, so I will speak a little bit from my experience as well, but it is a neurodevelopmental condition, which means it starts generally when someone is a child. It stands for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's essentially a set of behaviors, generally, as I mentioned, that begins in childhood. And so these behaviors will fall into three categories. People will satisfy one at least of the three. So the first one is inattention. This is difficulty with controlling focus. This could look like daydreaming, inability to follow tasks, or even a conversation. And the second is hyperactivity. So this is excess or uncontrollable energy. In a child, this could look like bouncing off walls or climbing things. And in an adult, it could be small things like fidgeting or talking a lot. And the last piece is impulsivity. Impulsivity is the difficulty with self-control or thinking before acting. So this may look like interrupting others or the inability to delay gratification or making impulse decisions like buying too much on Black Friday, which I definitely did. And real quick also, there's actually 13 million American adults that deal with the impacts of ADHD every day. So that's about 5% of the population that we even know about. So it's a massive problem that we're tackling here.
And it makes you wonder how many people even listening to the program have ADHD and never realized or had been diagnosed with it. But that's another topic. Now, your organization, Shimmer, describes how ADHD can be your superpower, which certainly is bringing attention to the question. What are some of the more positive aspects of having ADHD?
Yeah, so it's a neurodevelopmental condition at its core, but in my opinion, every coin has its other side if it's given the right conditions. So some of them, which I enjoy some of these, are creativity, risk-taking, spontaneity, outside-of-the-box thinking, problem-solving, and boundless energy when you need it. And sometimes when we hyper-focus on the right thing, it's the hyper-focus and follow-through on something that we really love to do. And you might already recognize that some of these seem very connected to the downsides that I mentioned kind of in our first conversation. But these things are equally tied if in the right conditions and with the right accommodations for folks with ADHD. And some folks that we do know that are kind of famous and done it all are Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, Will Smith, Justin Timberland. All of these are folks with ADHD, and it's rumored that Albert Einstein and Thomas Edison also had ADHD, but it's a little bit far back, so we don't really know the answer to that.
How interesting is that? I had no idea Will Smith had ADHD, so that certainly is news to me. Now, how do people find out that they have ADHD, and what are the benefits or drawbacks of getting diagnosed?
Yeah, so the one and only way you should find out is by getting diagnosed by a licensed healthcare professional. There's many quizzes out there. It's gives you a good indication, but you should always go to the doctor. It usually looks something like going to a primary care provider and then get referred out to a psychiatrist. And then from there, depending on who you're working with, it's generally a quite cumbersome set of meetings and tests and reference checks that will finally lead you to your diagnosis. And depending on where you live in, what country, what state, that this can be a very long process. And it can also be a really expensive process. So there's a lot of work to be done there. But on kind of the second part of your question around benefits and drawback, I was recently diagnosed, so I definitely can speak to the benefits the most. And one is that you have a lot of clarity. Step one for anything is always awareness. With knowledge, you have power, and from here you can act. So that clarity of saying, hey, I have ADHD, and these things that I'm doing are because of my ADHD and not because of me as a human being, you start to feel better about so many things that are in your life. And also, secondly, you can get treatment, getting medication. If you end up taking medication or getting coaching or getting therapy, all of these things start with having that diagnosis. And unfortunately, the drawbacks generally have to do with culture and stigma. So depending on what culture you come from, for example, I am Asian, and in the Asian culture, there's certain stigma around getting a diagnosis, around having a mental health condition. Those are things that all are a personal decision for you to decide in the conversations that you have to have. And on top of that, there could be formal or informal repercussions depending on where you live and what your job is. So those are all things that I would look into seriously before thinking about if you want to get a diagnosis or not.
Chris, really appreciate the feedback and insight and information shared so far in your introducing Shimmer. We're speaking with Chris Wang, the CEO of Shimmer, an affordable ADHD coaching app, which announced its launch out of beta earlier this year. And Shimmer coaches people with ADHD, the strategies and skills needed to live with ADHD every day. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Chris, you actually were in the middle of getting a Master of Business Administration and a Master of Public Health degrees when you paused both to start Shimmer. That says something right there. What was the vision behind Shimmer that made you think, I have to start this right now?
Yes, I was in the process of getting my MBA and MPH at University of California, at Berkeley. It was a really great time, and I still look back with fond memories, and perhaps one day I'll finish those degrees. But the vision is still the same. It's always been about accessibility. Every version of Shimmer that we've went through, we've done many micro pivots up until now, is always about reaching people who need it most and changing the economics of traditional offerings. In my opinion, there is a lot of the science that's out there right now that will help us solve a lot of challenges. But the issue, or one of the issues, is actually just getting that out to more people at a cost that is reasonable, and getting it out to the right people, especially those underrepresented populations that traditionally have been priced out of care. That's the first piece. And then the second piece, the challenge that we've always been facing and kind of tackling, is that there is, as many people know, a shortage of providers, of clinicians, and of healthcare providers in the space right now. And so our question is always about, how do we amplify these providers? How do we make one provider see more, or how do we make them see more at a lower price? So it's always, always about accessibility for us. And so this kind of focus on accessibility was paired with my personal experience of getting diagnosed this year. I found that there were a lot of challenges, even for me, as I kind of see myself as pretty resourceful, and I look at all the options pretty exhaustively. And even for me, it was extremely, extremely overwhelming to look through all of the options and figure out what my best path was after getting my diagnosis. It felt like everything out there was either super expensive, or it was too cookie cutter in terms of the solution, or it was just not designed very well for people with ADHD. And I'll give a couple of examples. So generally, ADHD coaching is $200 plus an hour. So if you're going to be doing that on a weekly basis, that's something that's not affordable for most people. And the cheaper solutions that you can find out there, the more affordable ones, are generally more cookie cutter. So there's a lot of kind of, these are strategies or these are tools, but I don't know which ones I should try. And you can kind of end up in a black hole for a really long time online looking for the right solutions for you. So we've always been pairing those two things about accessibility and also just every single small piece of my personal experience to design what Shimmer is today.
Chris, if you don't mind, describe for us the journey of a typical Shimmer app user, and how much does it cost, and what does it entail, and what do they get out of being connected to the Shimmer app?
Yeah, so we aim at our flagship package price to be 5 to 10 times more affordable on a monthly basis than ADHD coaching. So that's kind of what we always aim for. But The process itself, I will describe our flagship program. That one is $99 per month. And how it works for a member is a member will join through our website or through our app. It's extremely seamless to get matched with a coach and essentially meet your coach right away. And that's a big difference compared to most ADHD coaching, where you need to call and schedule and do a bunch of things before you can finally talk to the right coach that is yours. And by then, a lot of people drop off the mat because it's too much effort. So starting with the seamless joining, and then we filter them through our assessment. So this assessment will help them think through what their goals are, what they're looking to achieve in their next 3 months, and also give them a baseline of where they're sitting with their ADHD symptoms and kind of where they want to improve. So after that assessment, they will schedule a call with their coach. And so the bulk of what happens next is every single week, they will meet weekly for 15 minutes. It's what we call laser focused coaching. And in that 15 minutes, it acts as a bookend for each one of their weeks. So in that 15 minutes, you'll say, okay, what worked well last week? What didn't work well? What do we want to do differently? And they will set their focus for the next week. And so in that next week, our members work on a variety of different things. It could be, I want to learn a new skill and I want to practice it. Or it could be, I want to rethink my nighttime routine so I can get to bed earlier, and our coach will support you in that. Or it could be, I just got diagnosed and I'm looking to learn more about my ADHD. Coach, can you please share with me some things that I can look through this week? So it really depends, and that's where the personalization is so important and comes in. And so throughout the week, each of our members will be working on that. And then the benefits at its surface level look a lot like productivity or getting more things done, which is a huge component of what we do. But when we survey our members and go a little bit deeper, what we provide on top of just getting what you want to get done is having someone, which most people don't have in their life, who actually understands their ADHD and who is an expert in it and is able to act as that accountability and that guidance. And in turn, that yields the safe space where folks feel safe to be themselves and safe to talk about their ADHD and to make progress against their goals in this non-judgmental place where they have this expert guidance.
Excellent details right there. And this, in fact, is so awesome because it is so affordable. So really appreciate your bringing Shimmer to the marketplace. Now, this last question relates to your background as someone who has worked in consulting roles for many social impact organizations. In your experience, what is the biggest deterrent to social impact and how do you get around it?
That's a really good question. I would have to put it out to the fact that it's really, really hard to measure and attribute social impact. Even the word social impact is so vague. And so what happens is money and effort and resources go to things that are way more easy to measure and to attribute, things that are very direct, but could be less impactful, not because the item is less impactful, but just because there hasn't been any efforts put towards the ones that are a little bit hairy and a little bit hard to measure. And so even take Shimmer, we help people reach their goals and to live a fulfilled life. That's objectively harder to measure compared to, let's say, a service that helps people quit smoking or lose weight. Those are all things a lot easier to measure. And so what happens is problems that are harder to measure, they're left unsolved or undersolved. And the example I gave is obviously ours, but they're far, far more complex challenges out there that I've worked on in the past that just don't have the right amount or the right types of resources put towards it, examples like poverty or homelessness, or even just many other complicated aspects of healthcare. And so for us, for ADHD specifically, how we're looking to do this is by completely changing the economics using technology. So if we can improve the measurement, so that's something we're working on with our assessment, and we can improve the cost to be able to deliver it outwards, then that's how we are going to transform the way that we attract talent, we attract capital, and we attract kind of members. And eventually what this all leads to is to being able to impact a wider amount of people. But it's still very much so a work in progress. I think the hardest problems to solve will still always be the hardest problems to solve and the hardest problems to measure. And I think if I'll leave the listeners out there, it's always for those kind of smart, ambitious folks out there, it's always worthwhile to work on a problem that is hard and is unsolved and is underfunded and kind of undersolved in general. And so going after those, especially when you're passionate about it, especially when it's something that's dear to your heart, making that impact will really, really move mountains.
Chris, it's been a pleasure to have met you. And again, we thank you for all you're doing in the space and for bringing Shimmer to reality. And again, I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Shimmer online and how they could and where they could download the app.
Yeah, you can head to www.shimmer.care. That's SHIMMER.CARE. And our Instagram is the same handle.
Again, listeners, that is shimmer.care. Chris, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Chris Wang, the CEO of Shimmer, an affordable ADHD coaching app, which announced its launch earlier this year. Shimmer coaches people with ADHD the strategies and skills needed to live with ADHD every day. And for all the details, visit shimmer.care. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.